The Mishnah tells us the rule about women, nashim, apotur from mitzvahs asei shazman grama. Time-oriented mitzvahs, women are exempt from. And therefore, at first glance and maybe second glance, shofar, which is a mitzvah asei shazman grama, we have a mitzvah to blow it on shofar, blow it on Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, it's a mitzvah asei shazman grama, and they are exempt. Rabbi Yehudin, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel, writes, not only are women exempt from the mitzvah shofar, or any zman grama for that matter, but women are not merely exempt from shofar, it's usher for them to blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean, usher? What's the prohibition? So Rashi says that Rashi explains Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that the reason why a woman cannot blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah is because it's a prohibition of Baal Tosef. We know there's a prohibition of adding and subtracting mitzvahs. So there's an aveira of adding and subtracting, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehud, it's like adding on to Divrei Torah, and therefore would be, others say it's a mixi kemosif. But according to Rabbi Yehud, not only is it they're not obligated, but they are also too. Others point out Tosus and Erevin, Divrei HaMaskil, in Daf Erevin, I think it's Sadi Vav Amud Aleph, explains there that Rabbi Yehuda forbids women because of rabbinic prohibition. Now, what's the rabbinic prohibition? It's specifically about shofar, because it's an issur of playing music on Yom Tov, Gzeiros Shama Yisak and Kli Shir. In fact, that's a whole discussion, the Taz, the Bach. Why don't we make a Gzeiros Shama Yisak and Kli Shir, and therefore about blowing shofar? So there's a whole discussion, is it a musical instrument or not? So we see from here that it is a musical instrument. Others say it's not. So if it is, they say that's for another reason, because if you apply Gzeiros Shama Yisak and Kli Shir, you'd be about to the mitzvah of shofar forever, and that the Chachamim can't do. So Tosfos and Erevin points out that the reason why women can't blow shofar, since it's a rabbinical prohibition of playing music, since they're exempt, so for a man who has a mitzvah, so they have a b'makom mitzvah, the rabbis never made the prohibition. But for a woman who's exempt, so therefore the issur remains. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it could be an issur d'oraisa, or at least an issur d'rabbanan about Tosif, and according to the way Tosif learns, it's the issur of playing musical instruments of a makom mitzvah, we said it was okay, but if women are exempt. And the Rama writes as well, then since there's an issur of playing musical instruments, gzeira shema yisak and kli shir, therefore it's true for men also. Once the men fulfill the mitzvah, they shouldn't, you know, let's assume you're practicing so you can do the mitzvah. If it's not litzarach, so then a man should not just blow shofar for recreational purposes. The Mishnah says that Chazal permitted the kids. That was a special etzah for the kids, chinuch, that they should become, when they grow up, they know how to blow the shofar. So either way, it's a machlokas in the Gemara between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says it's asur. Rabbi Yossi says it's optional, but a woman can do it. We paskin like Rav Yossi, that a woman is permitted if she wants. She's not obligated to hear a shofar, but there is no prohibition for her to blow the shofar or hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So what about making a bracha? So that's a major machlokas. We showed him the Rambam versus Rabbeinu Tam, which is the Machaba versus the Rama. The Rambam writes that even though they're permitted to, you can't make a bracha, because how could you say Asher Kidichelam Bezosa Vitzivano? Because exempt. And the Ramah, based on Rabbeinu Tam, says that even though it says Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama and the Pater, they're still allowed to do it because it's a generic Vitzivano. And therefore it's okay to make a bracha. And therefore the Ramah also says, what happens if a man already heard shofar and he's only blowing shofar for other women? So l'chatchilo, we try to get a woman to make the bracha, not the man, since he fulfilled the mitzvah. the issue of yatzimotzi, but I think the bottom line is the minig is when meiko, if a woman doesn't want to, isn't comfortable, we permit a man to make a bracha as well. Rabbi Akiva Eger writes that today, it's kashav yola kachova. That is like by Meirav, woman, not by Meirav, by men, the shofar is kashav yola kachova, and therefore a woman cannot not hear shofar unless she has a good reason. Someone to point out maybe the efforts of minig tov is like a neder, and she need ataras nedarim. But generally, a woman should also she's not actually chaya, but maybe you know that she took it upon herself, and therefore the custom is the woman hears it. The shagras ayi has a chiddush that even though a woman can perform the mitzvah because it's a mitzvah that says shazman grama, however he says for a man to violate to carry in a rishus harabim. For a woman, well, on Shabbos, we know you can't, but even on Yontif, Shabbos is well, the first day is only the derais, and even for Yontif, you have to carry with tzarech, according to Beis Hillel. But either way, the Shagras Ayi says, if a man already fulfilled the mitzvah, he can't carry in Rishus HaRabim, because we don't permit it for an optional mitzvah, we only permit you to carry in Rishus HaRabim if you're doing a mitzvah that one has to do. And the minhag seems to be against that. Well, we don't really have Rishus HaRabim today, most, or there are a few, but in the places where there are, many poskim disagree and they seem to permit a man to carry a shofar lul of home from shul for the sake, you know, of his wife doing the mitzvah. So that's the issue, the machok, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Gimel, on machok as Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, whether they're just exempt from the mitzvah, or that it's usher to do the mitzvah like Rabbi Yehuda. We assume that, not like Rabbi Yehuda, either because of Baal Tosef or musical instruments, we assume it's optional, and not only is it optional, the minig Rama is women even make brachas on mitzvah saseh shazman grama. And again, so if you're a Sephardi woman, so clearly he'll make, but if you're an Ashkenaz woman, so then, you know, if you want to make, great. If not, the minhag seems to be that the Baal Tekiah will make the bracha many times out to Yatzimotzi.